接爷爷。Hi, everyone, and welcome to an episode of One Up'em Radio. I'm Ed, your host, and I'm with my producer, Benny.
What's happening? Benny here.
What's going on, Benny?
Been excellent. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is a good one.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of plans, a lot of great things to come.
Yeah, man. And this new year, I wanted to remind you, Benny, that as I've been coming here and we've been trying to work on stuff, I've been bringing you gifts all the time. You know, all these little Super Nintendo cartridges. Like, they're cool, right?
Like, it was like Hanukkah for me and I don't even celebrate it.
I know. And then I come here today and I'm just like, maybe today, you know, he'll got something for me and you never have anything for me. Dude, what the hell is that all about?
I have a sack here. No, sure. Oh, man. Yo, Santa left something with your name on it.
What?
Yeah, Santa left something with your name on it.
What'd you got? Oh, shit. All right. Okay.
What is that that's there?
All right. All right. It's a Super Nintendo classic. And I don't have one of those. And I've wanted one of those. What are you saying? That's mine?
Maybe.
See? No.
It says Ed on it.
No, dude, you're not fucking serious.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
I take back everything I said. Benny's an amazing guy. Holy shit.
Listen, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Benny.
You're very welcome.
Holy, wow. All right. Now I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Now let's start talking about some games.
Absolutely, because Nintendo is on the map.
Nintendo is on the map. Right before we get into that, let's talk about Hyperlink, man.
Yes. Well, let's talk about staying in that classic era.
Yeah.
Before the 16-bit, now we go down a bit to 8-bit.
Yeah. Well, they need to do something.
And Hyperlink, which is a great company, which is known for their retro clone consoles.
My favorite, the Superboy.
If you know the Retron 5, the Superboy, and the Superboy S. This year, CES 2018, they displayed the Ultra Boy, which is a front-lit Game Boy.
Very nice.
With a 6-hour battery.
Yeah.
Rechargeable battery and a aluminum case.
Now, this would only play which Game Boy games?
This will play original OG Game Boy games.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. I have a little bit of a problem with that.
Well, it is still black and white. It's not a color Game Boy. But
I have a big problem with that.
What's your problem, Ed?
Why?
Why?
Why? Why?
Why not?
Why not color?
Why not color? I can understand you on that.
You can still play the old games that aren't in color, but
what was the biggest issue when the OG Game Boy came out?
You tell me what.
Yo, when you wanted to play and you were in the car and there was in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't.
You were fighting for every street light that came by.
You need to get that. Or you had that accessory with that really awful little lighting thing on it.
That shit looked like a Transformer on your brick Game Boy. And
you know what? At the time, you wanted it. You wanted it.
I had it.
Yeah, here you go.
And yeah, RIP to worm lights.
All right, so it's nice and backlit. It looks, I saw it.
Backlit.
It's beautiful. It looks beautiful.
It looked all right.
But when you see all the modern stuff out there, it's like, really, though? It's,
you know, I'm biased. I got what you call it, good friend over there. You know, find him on IG. Link, look, listen.
Okay.
And he has great Game Boy mods, GBAs, everything you like.
Don't get me wrong. I'm getting this Hyperlink.
Oh, it's amazing. He loves it, too, but he's a little saddened. Yeah.
All right, well, moving on. So, CES.
CES. It was Consumer Electronics something.
So, Nintendo's just pretty much took it over.
That wasn't even Nintendo. That was Hyperlink.
Yeah, I'm just seeing their announcements that they dropped.
From the announcements and everything like that, yeah. CES was pretty crazy as I was looking up. Samsung came out with a new television.
Nice.
The wall. They're ready. We're ready.
Oh, I saw.
We're
ready in 8K. Huge. It's huge.
8K, but no content for 8K. Good job, Samsung. something that I have pre-ordered was at CES, and that was by the creators of the OJO. OJO.
Are we talking projector?
I'm talking about the Nintendo Switch projector.
Yes.
And my good friend Mikey, who is over at Tom's Guide, I gave him a message and said, go hit that up. And he showed me some pictures. He said he went over there and checked it out. He was impressed from what he saw. And we'll probably see more. I will definitely get back to everyone once this thing ships in the mail. I think they're having some issues with shipping. But no need to fear. It'll be here soon. And you'll see hopefully a video and a mix of things on the team1upem.com website.
Well, I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely.
And I guess, yeah, when it comes in, we'll review it and talk all about it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun times.
And that's definitely a fun item to review because it's like, yeah, let's just play games. Now, Nintendo's titles and all the games and all the new stuff they're putting out.
Well, yes.
All right.
This, you know, this last couple of weeks have been big because the rumor mill has just been churning out. Day to day, the investigators, the conspirators, they were all out trying to figure out what Nintendo was going to do.
Now we know most.
Well, yes, we were waiting for a grand old Nintendo Direct, but we got a mini Direct from them on January 11th, and he came out with some pretty good titles. They came out pretty strong, and it showed kind of the strength of the Switch.
All right, let's start with some.
Shoot off.
Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
Oh, yeah. Originally a Wii U game.
It looks really good, though. It looks so good.
It does, and, you know, I guess the one factor we always think of now in this era of Switch is, man, it's going to be fun to play Donkey Kong on the go.
Absolutely.
Like, who doesn't want to do that?
Well, you can say that with every game now. Now you can just take it on the go Switch. It's really good. It's just a great
system. I mean, a lot of people haven't, you know, got to too many of the Wii U titles. I think they were up to, what, I think Wii U sold 13 million units and or something in that ballpark. And, you know, the Switch has already surpassed that number. So a lot more people are going to be getting into these this thing, and you know, third party support is coming too, but going to see Nintendo bring a lot more ports.
Yeah.
Over.
Very smart. Very smart for that company to start finally smarting up.
They're smarting up.
All right, we also have the new Kirby.
New Kirby is coming out.
That also looked good. We're going to sound redundant. Yeah, they mostly all look good. It's
When it comes to their titles, they're putting their full support on everything. There you call it. Kirby's looks amazing. They're being very innovative with the system. Look like what is it? New abilities.
Yeah, a lot of teamwork,
artist abilities, spider abilities. Teamwork. So, fans of the system, fans of Nintendo will definitely have a great experience with it.
Safe to say you're getting it because you get everything?
It's pre-ordered.
Yeah, there you go. Pre-ordering stuff that never sells out. That's Benny. All right. Next, a game I know you're excited about because you keep giggling every time you see it.
Oh, I've been waiting.
Mario Ace.
Yep, Mario Tennis Aces.
Okay.
I will tell you that from the last tennis game that came out, which was Ultra Smash, I will say that I was with the majority in saying that it was quite a disappointment. And this looks like an amazing come up from where they came from.
Yeah.
And to use the old system, I think it's the handheld system, probably 3DS or so, or 2DS, of the story mode, and bringing that back.
That looked really good.
Yes.
Usually I wouldn't be as excited for a game like that, but like, with the story mode,
tennis and story mode.
But
Mario will make it work.
It really worked. Very impressed. Now, They also, for Mario Odyssey and their new upgrade,
you have DLC coming out.
Yes.
They said spring or February?
Yeah, sooner rather than later.
I think sooner, yes.
Luigi's Balloon.
My heart strings were pulled. My balloon strings were pulled.
This is a Luigi titled Luigi side game.
And I got hyped. But, of course, they did the man dirty.
Yeah.
He's there supporting his brother.
I'm sure. You know what? They probably listen. Hey, Luigi, we're going to need you to ride Pine. Don't worry. You're going to get another mansion soon, hopefully.
That mansion's better come.
Yeah. They need an answer for that because we need some Luigi.
Yeah.
But how was that? That's that trial run looking thing is crazy.
I mean, big in the Nintendo circuit is always going to be speedrunners. Speedrunners have always been loving Nintendo and their platformers and what they can do with it. So Nintendo's listening to their fans. Yes. And
so the idea of this mode is you get a balloon, you have 30 seconds to hide it, and then an opposing player has 30 seconds to find it.
Which I find very, very, as I could say, like kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
That they made it that time because speedrunners want to post, you know, what they can do and what they can find.
Got them highlights. You need those highlights.
And if you know that you can capture video now from the last update on the Switch, you get 30-second video. So
30-second round.
We're gonna be seeing a lot of clips come out on people's, speedruns.
And that's perfect because it's like, hey, you got 30 seconds to just do the whole thing. This isn't a part. You know, when you record it, this isn't just a clip of a long round that you played. This is the whole thing, man. This is the whole round right here. Here you go. Look how awesome I am. Look how fast I can make my guy go.
Oh, most definitely. You've seen a lot.
Then more additions. Mario Rabbids.
Mario Rabbids got DLC. This is the DLC factor of this direct.
Introducing a new character. He's not new, but he's new to the game.
He needs no introduction. The man, the monkey.
Donkey. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Which was good, especially because he has his own game coming out soon. They're redoing it.
To give him, you get twice the DK love. Yeah.
Which is good. It's keeping us quiet. Metroid, what the F? So.
I know that title.
Also, what are the a bunch of other games came out? We got
Yeast 8. SNK Fighters, Heroine.
Yes.
The girls, which looked pretty good if that's game, for gameplay footage for Switch.
Yeah, it did.
That looked pretty amazing.
They looked like a lot of fun. All the ladies doing all their moves.
The other port was also we get more Link. Get more of the GOAT of the year. from a new update, new version of the definitive version of Hyrule Warriors.
Oh, yes.
If you're a Dynasty Warrior fan, Hyrule Warriors is amazing. Even though, a lot of people are waiting for that Fire Emblem Warriors. I guess that'll suffice. That'll hold you off, hopefully, till that gets called out.
There's so many games. There's so many I still have to play. This is getting ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
The list just keeps getting longer and longer.
All right. Faye.
Faye. New IP, right? From EA. And another publisher. Looks pretty amazing. I've heard a lot of talk. Just looks different. Just looks different. And I think that's something that the Switch needs. Whole different type of platformer. Look kind of a... Spiral, like Spyro-esque.
Yeah.
But like with a different type of graphic design.
All right. We'll be there for that. And lastly, the remastered version of Dark Souls for the Switch has everybody going insane. I'm getting tired of all the memes and shit online. It's we get it. And everyone's so excited. For the fucking, for major frustration. That's what I love about it. Everyone's so happy to get pissed off playing that game.
Absolutely. I'm ready for my very first difficult my game. Like as I told you, this is my first step into the Dark Souls series.
Yeah.
But not in the Dark Souls-esque kind of. I played Bloodborne. I beat Bloodborne. So I kind of understand the concept of you died.
Yeah. You died.
You died. And if you play Breath of the Wild, game over.
Also, now onto handhelds. They have some exclusive stuff coming out, especially Nintendo.
Yes.
Would you say the Pikachu?
Oh, now recently also put out Detective Pikachu.
Pika. Pika.
Detective Pikachu. Yes. There's a lot of different memes and different things about this series.
Now, was that just announced, just the title and the little amiibo? Is there an actual...
Oh, there's a backstory to it. Like, yeah. People wanted Danny DeVito to be the voice of Detective Pikachu.
What?
And there's, like, memes and funny stuff of, like, Danny DeVito, like, with his Always Sunny, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like, you know, like, words and everything behind it, and it's amazing.
Now... Is there, what's the storyline going to be about? Is it, has it been confirmed?
He's,
what with the gameplay?
Figuring out, he's, I guess he's, I was going to say, I mean, he's a detective and he's a Pikachu.
It's Pikachu dressed like Sherlock just walking around solving stuff?
Yeah, he's out there and he had a gun.
But, so it's not going to be at all like a Pokemon game. We're not catching stuff. We're battling, we're no battling. Pokemon,
it's kind of like, I don't know. Maybe he's like
LA Noir.
LA Noir versus Team Rocket.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I'm amazed at getting that game, and that's gonna be for the Nintendo 3DS. 3DS not dead yet.
Yeah, they're making sure of that.
They're gonna make sure of that. That's not dead yet.
That's why the whole Metroid thing. I'm like, damn it.
Oh yeah, and then the amiibo. Which looks just amazing.
It does. It does. I'm not even big on amiibos, but it was a good looking amiibo.
He's just got this like snotty looking face with a fedora or whatever kind of hat.
You got the Sherlock hat.
Oh, Sherlock hat.
The Sherlock hat on, man.
It's amazing.
Now, along with handhelds, there's just a thing I have because I'm traveling to Denver next week. Now, ever since I was a kid, every time I'm getting ready for a trip, and you know you're going to get on a plane, I have a go-to little handheld in terms of gaming that I have to bring. I don't just bring anything. It is always a specific thing. Now, for me, when I was growing up, it was always, I need my Game Boy, whichever one. But as long as it could play Super Mario Land, the first one, 1989, that just had a comfort thing. It was a nostalgic comfort thing for me. Like, even today, on my trip, I have to make sure I have a PS, I have a Vita, I have a bunch of other shit, but I have to bring that game with my original Game Boy because it makes me feel all fucking warm inside. Now, do you, Benny, have something like that when you travel?
If you know me very well.
You have everything. You can't just say
my bag is never, ever empty without a video game. I go to work with video games in my pocket.
You do.
As I was showing you before, like, I keep the Game Boy Micro like tucked in my pocket.
Okay.
You know, for those in between calls. And then but Super Mario Land, it's one of those weird ones where I feel the comfort, but I feel like I only play it on like the OG Game Boy.
Yeah.
The brick.
Yeah, you need the brick for that.
I can't
game.
Play it like on a smaller pocket or something else different. Like it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I can say the same with Super Mario Land 2 as well.
Yeah.
You need that brick. Also, speaking of it, why is it that that was the only... The Marios in the Game Boy series are the only ones where you see Mario doing some really weird stuff. He's getting a submarine, flying a plane. Like, you know, he literally looks like a rabbit and he's hopping around in Super Mario Land 2. You're like... They just went...
He was...
They took a lot of risks in the Game
he
Boy
He was
versions.
More than a plumber.
Yeah.
Always.
And if you notice, I was playing it not that long ago... Second or third level Super Mario Land, he comes down from a spaceship.
Oh, that's 6 golden coins.
No, that was the first one. Right? No, in the first one, in the Super Mario Land one.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, I just scratched my head.
No, because you said Super Mario Land 2, so I was thinking...
Oh, yeah, well, that was with the rabbit stuff, but in the first one, you just see it's a spaceship as soon as the level starts, and you just walk right past it, and I'm like, what? What? And you could tell he warped down from it, and I'm like, this is a... They don't explain it. They don't have to. Yo, I just know Mario was into some shit back then.
Listen, man, look at Odyssey. They go 8-bit in there. Maybe it's just a... He went from that world over.
Yeah, they were telling something to us from back then.
Paper Mario'd it. He went through it. He went from 3D to 2D.
That's X-Files, Chess. The truth is out there. Well, we have a couple announcements. And I'd like to start off with saying we have a bunch of events coming up. January 21st, 2018, Team 1UP'em will be in Denver, Colorado, for an event. Dope Roots presents No Ends in Denver. We'll be in the arcade gallery, alley, whatever you want to call it. We're the game guys when you get there. Should be big, huge, a lot of DJs, a lot of performers, sponsored also by X Games,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk to you guys more about it when we get back and see how that was. Also, it'll all be documented, so we'll have videos up.
That'll be definitely fun times there.
Also, our little flagship spot where we're at, where we're trying to open up our own museum at
Super Chief
Gallery in Queens, New York. Every Tuesday night, we have an arcade night. You come in, you play all our games. We have retro stuff. We got new stuff. We got old school CRT TVs. We have projectors, the fighting games. It's crazy.
And guess what? Come play some games with us.
Yeah. Play some games with us. Check out our extensive library. You can ask if you want to play something specifically. Be nice. And also at the last Saturday of every month at Super Chief Gallery, we throw a giant party. January 27th this year, we're having a special sci-fi themed party, like a Stranger Things theme. We'll be playing the first season on projectors. We're not going to play the second because I'm going to spoil stuff for you. People, you know, still haven't seen it. I haven't finished watching the second season. So no, we're definitely not playing any of the second season, but we'll have sci-fi related games.
They start the second season in an arcade.
They do. They do. Maybe we'll play clips of the first episode. Oh, I did see the first episode, but we'll have sci-fi themed games. Like, you know, we'll put the X-Files games on. Just get weird, alien stuff. DJ, and then aside from that, all the art that's there. This is in an art gallery. Cannot forget that.
Which have some of the amazing artists there.
It's sick. I love being there so much. But we're there every single Tuesday. You'll find me there. Say what's up. Also, you can check out our website, team1upem.com. Also our IG, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all team1upem.com, at team1upem.com, or, you know, at team1upem. For our forum, we have a lot of pictures and stuff. If you guys want to send your collections, if you're a collector, old school retro collectors, that's what we do. New stuff, kiosks, whatever you have, anything that you're proud of that you like to show off, you can DM them to the IG at team1upem, or you can email them to myself at ed@team1upem.com. And yeah, get your shit up there, man. We would love to share it. Anything you put up, hashtag it with hashtag team1upem. We'll show you guys some love. And
We're here to bring this community to its max.
Yes, like, we want you to be part of this community, and we would love that. And we just want to see it grow and see what we could do, because we're all gamers and we're all about the same thing. So, Benny, thank you. I think we're done with this episode.
I think so.
All right. So, see you guys in the next one.
See you guys on Tuesdays.